Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week on Neighbourhood Watch, government agency Centrelink did not pay 130 people who were diagnosed with a terminal illness their disability support pension before they passed away. But I began with Radio Adelaide's Zoe Canandis on Media Network 9's poll showing 30% of its respondents are unwilling to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Here's Zoe.
Yeah, so this is a really interesting statistic. So I would like to acknowledge that Channel 9 and this Channel 9 poll, you know, probably did cover a very good amount of people, but it also was just a poll by a media organisation here in Australia. But this survey has shown that 30% of people are most likely unlikely to be vaccinated with the COVID-19 jab. I think I've spoken to you all before. There has been much of a muck around when it comes to the distribution of our COVID-19 jab. For example, we had 4 million people to be vaccinated by the end of April, I think it was, and that didn't quite happen. I think we got to about 1.3, but we were, you know, we were almost 3 million short of our target. So it's really interesting to see the statistics that 30% of people might not even get it, which is really interesting because Scott Morrison has been quite dismissive of really getting into a conversation about vaccination, also really dismissive about getting into a conversation about opening up international borders. This, for me personally, my own little analytical brain, would like to point out that it is an election year. Potentially, the earliest we can call the election is in August, I think. And so it's really interesting to see Scott Morrison become really indifferent to a solid vaccine rollout. It feels like he's taking a real no-rush approach to a vaccine rollout, also a real no-rush mentality towards opening up international borders as well. So it's funny that the public conscience now is 30% of people probably won't get it. Is that because our Prime Minister isn't really being, he's sort of fence-sitting on the issue here in order to save himself a bit? I mean, Scott Morrison has been through a plague of scandals in the past year, from how he's addressed COVID to the sexual assault allegations we've seen in Parliament and the Me Too movement we've been seeing growing from Canberra. You know, is he just trying to play quiet in order to save himself a little bit? But thus, that means that the country isn't really getting the vaccine rollout that we need, and we probably won't be opening international borders for quite a while.
Okay, but so far, who can get the vaccine in Australia? Because I know my uncle, he's around middle-aged. He already got the AstraZeneca vaccine in Sydney.
Yes, so there are people, elderly people over the age of 60 or people who are at higher risk who are definitely first in, first served, which is absolutely fair enough. So that is the approach we're taking here in Australia, that they will be getting the vaccination first. I'm in my mid-20s, I'm young, and I'm not super high risk in terms of my job. So I don't, for me, and not that it matters, obviously people who need it first should be getting it first, but I don't have any indication of when I would be getting a jab whatsoever. I'm hoping towards the end of the year, but there's no sort of plan for me. There's nothing that I can look to and say, yep, in October I can get the vaccine. I have literally no idea. And a fair amount of the country is like that. We just don't know.
But do you think, 30% of people saying they won't get vaccinated is a, I don't know, a sense or as a sense of complacency against the pandemic in Australia?
Yeah, potentially. Australia definitely, we were able to successful cases at Victoria, we were sort of able to go back to normality quite quickly. And so complacency came in a rush after that. And it also, I agree with that point. Because we've been able to sort of relax a little bit, complacency in every sort of facet has definitely been on the rise. I mean, you walk around Adelaide and you wouldn't have even thought there was a global pandemic, except for the fact that we all have to scan into every shop we go to. There's also been sort of no government massive campaign or urgent national campaign sort of aimed at boosting the take-up of rate, or there's not been much of a national conversation about the importance of this vaccine. So I think that also ties into it as well, which I think is related to Scott Morrison's complacency in order to save himself a little bit for an election coming up potentially very soon.
Okay, moving on to our second topic of this week. Now, a muck-up at the welfare agency Centrelink, should I say about that, has caused some 130 people to die of a terminal illness before getting a disability pension.
This is quite harrowing. We've seen some new data, and it's revealed that 130 people who were diagnosed with a terminal illness have unfortunately passed away before Centrelink were able to give them any disability support pension. This happened last year. These figures were sort of provided to the Senate in response to questions from the Greens, who described this occasion as obviously very unacceptable. People who have a terminal illness, they're not required to go through the sort of full application process for their Centrelink. So that is welfare payments here in Australia. So it means that their claims should really be prioritised by Centrelink. And unfortunately, we've seen this massive mishap happen. Assessing the disability support pension means a person is paid at a base rate of about $950 a fortnight. This is compared to $620 for job seeker payments. It's quite harrowing to see this statistic and why this has happened and the damage this potentially could have done to those people's lives. In recent years, the disability payment has become increasingly difficult to obtain. Centrelink have really tightened the eligibility and application requirements imposed. This is, set, and these application requirements are imposed by both Labor and Coalition. And it's a little frightening to see. I mean, we have our National Disability Insurance Scheme, which is it's such a complicated scheme, and we've seen, not the right amount of money allocated to it, and we're not seeing the right kind of, we're not seeing justice for people in this country who need a disability support pension. I mean, A, they're not even able to get it, and B, they're not getting it in time, which feels awful to say at all. So this is quite a strike on both the Australian government, Labor and Coalition. Why is this happening? And why are we accepting this? And to see those figures having been revealed and knowing that they're going to Senate and they're in people's faces is a good thing, because it means that hopefully some change could be evoked, but hopefully some justice as well as to why these payments were never made in time is we really want to see that as well. Also, the data showed that in 5 years between 2006 and 2020, 2,026 people had also died before their disability support pension claim was approved. That's about an average of 405 per year. So, why are we letting 405 people die per year and they can't just get Centrelink to process a payment for them? They're terminally ill. They shouldn't have to wait. It's scary stuff.
Okay. Thanks so much for your time, Zoe, this morning.
No worries, my pleasure. My pleasure. Happy Budget Day, everyone. I hope you have a fantastic Budget Day.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.